This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, January 22nd. God's word to you today is let go. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah 30, verse 17 from the New International Version, and it says, "But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord." Three main barriers can hinder the flow of new streams in our lives. The first one we looked at is worry. The second barrier we need to let go of is wounds. Perhaps you have been lied to or disappointed, or perhaps someone cheated on you. Maybe it was even a brother, someone that you trusted, or a sister, someone that you relied on, that wounded you. The truth is that for new streams to flow in your life, you need to let go of the wounds. For some, it is the wounds of betrayal. You turned your back and they put a dagger through it. Now you're bleeding and wondering how they could have done such a thing to you. Psalm 109, verse 22 from the King James Version says, "My heart is wounded within me." It is the internal wounds, cuts that run deep. God wants to start a new stream in your life. Say amen. But you need to let go of your wounds. A lot of us do not remember some of the physical wounds we had when we were young, even though we can see the scars. But the hurtful words said by a neighbor or a bully or a parent or a sibling are fresh in our memory. Unfortunately, those are the wounds that are holding a lot of people back from God's best. For you to come into the full experience of the new streams God is releasing, you need to let go of the wounds. For some, the wounds you are carrying were caused by a childhood friend, and because of that, you cannot trust anyone. You're suspicious of everyone. For some, it is your spouse that actually wounded you deeply. God is saying to you today, new streams are going to burst forth in your life, but you need to let go of the wounds. How come we're able to remember those hurtful words that were spoken to us? How come when someone says one hurtful thing and 10 helpful things, you remember only the hurtful thing? Life is passion, and sometimes passion boycotts reasoning. Therefore, sometimes when married couples are in conversation without thinking, one person says things and cuts the other person deep, even though that was not the intention. He or she realizes it and quickly says 10 good things afterward. But time passes and the other person remembers only the hurtful thing. But 10 good things were said after that. Why is it only the hurtful thing the other person remembers? A study conducted by neuroscientists and psychologists says one main reason is we rehearse, repeat, rehash it to ourselves. When we hold on to hurt, it leads to bitterness, resentment, because you're repeating it to yourself. Guess what? If you have rehearsed one of the good things that your spouse has said, it will erase the negative things that he or she has said. So it puts the power in our hands. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I surrender my wounds to you, even those I am not aware of. And I ask that according to your word, you restore and heal me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.